It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman, co-author of Wild Boulder County.
Today we're talking with Jan Chu about butterflies. Jan is one of the best lepidopterists in the state. Jan, the only butterfly I've seen this spring is cabbage white.
Well, you're lucky if you see cabbage white right around your house or around our local gardens. But if you walk into the canyons and the lower foothills, you're going to be seeing the Milbert's tortoiseshell. It's a colorful black butterfly with sunrise orange and yellow on its wings. I saw one on the path the other day at Anu White Trail, right flat against the dirt, soaking up the heat it could find.
What tips can you give people about finding butterflies?
A day that's sunny, quiet, and warm would be ideal for looking for butterflies. Quite often between 10 in the morning and before 4 in the afternoon. Butterflies have to warm up their wing muscles to at least 60 degrees Fahrenheit before they're really comfortable and able to fly.
A lot of times when we're out, we see butterflies moving around in the mud. What is that all about?
Those are probably male butterflies, and quite often they're blues, so-called. They are blue in color. These are males that are on the ground taking substances out of the mud, and they'll be using that in making the sperm, which goes to make healthy eggs a little bit later, and then healthy caterpillars.
At this time of year, isn't one of the early butterflies the mourning cloak? Have you seen any of those this year?
Yes, we have. We've gone up into a small canyon that seems to be out of the wind quite a bit. And the mourning cloak is quite a large black butterfly. On the margins of the wings, you'll see yellow. Do you know the lady was in mourning? So she had her cloak on, but her yellow long skirt shows at the bottom of the cloak.
If they come out, like the mourning cloaks often do, before the flowers are blooming, what do they feed on?
If there are some broken branches around, there's sap starting to come up. The sap has a lot of sugar in it, and the butterflies can use that.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.